This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
From dramatic recouplings to unforgettable villa moments, Love Island continues to dominate summer conversation. Former contestant Andrada Pop knows exactly what it's like to live it all in real time. Since leaving the villa, Andrada has stepped back into everyday life while navigating newfound attention, social media fame, and the whirlwind that follows one of television's biggest reality shows. As this season already has viewers talking, I am chatting to Andrada now on all things the current season, but also how life has changed for her since her Love Island journey came to an end. Andrada, welcome to the show. Delighted to be chatting to you. You were an Islander in season 12, for people that haven't met you before. Looking back now, how would you describe your overall Love Island experience?
I think it was chaotic for the short period of time that I was in. I was involved in a lot of heated drama, but it was an amazing experience. I've made friends for life, memories for life. It was just honestly overall amazing.
It must be really difficult to be so like isolated in there in one sense, kind of in your own bubble, and then suddenly come back into the real world and have this huge following. Everyone's obsessed with what you're doing, what's happening now, where you're at. What was the hardest part about adjusting to life outside the villa after the show ended?
I think it's like if you want to pop to the shop really quickly and like you have like clothes that are not like, do you know what I mean? You don't really want people to see you or recognize you when you're just like, you always kind of have to make an effort. At the start, I found that very overwhelming. But now I'm just like, look, listen, it's me. I'm still a normal person at the end of the day. Still have the same legs, arms as everyone else. So I started to adjust to that of like, okay, stop thinking what people will think of you, because like that's always the mindset that I've had. So I never wanted to lose that.
When you were in the villa, that mindset of thinking what people are going to think of you, does that kind of go away after a couple of hours in there? Because I'm always fascinated that people aren't looking at the cameras the whole bloody time. I 100% would be like, where's the camera? Oh my God, what's happening? Like, I'd be so self-conscious. Does that ease when you're in there?
No, like the cameras are always there and like they move as well. Like it's very hard to forget that you are filming. But I've always said, listen, I will stick to my morals and how I am, and I will be unapologetically myself. And if it's going to come across bad, then it's something I can't control, you know, especially with reality TV producers, how things are portrayed out of my control. Go with a good heart, have fun. Remember, it is entertainment. It is TV. Do what you got to do. I was a bombshell and that's just it.
Has anything about public reaction surprised you since leaving the series?
I was surprised about the love I had. My mom and dad always said, Andrada, you have to be so careful with your big mouth. You're going to get in so much trouble. Like I was expecting to kind of, because I sometimes don't think before I speak. And I thought I would get in trouble because of that. But that's the thing that I was very surprised about when I came out. I got so much love for my big mouth, for how outspoken I am. So it turns around to be in my favour.
Obviously, we have some more Irish blood in there this year. Fitzy is on this season. As someone who's actually been through it yourself, though, what are your thoughts on this season so far, and himself in particular, and his performance, if you like?
I love him. I want to see more of Fitz. I've seen his TikTok, his audition tape, and it was bloody hilarious. So I'm craving to see that side out of Fitz. I do feel like it is still early days and, you know, he has to kind of come out of his shell. The cast, I feel like it's very international. I don't feel like I'm watching Love Island UK. It seemed like there's so many characters. Everyone looks so different. Everyone is bringing a different aura, a different energy, a different look. So yeah, I'm very excited for this series, actually.
Who has stood out to you so far, either positively or negatively?
Aiden is gonna be the trouble of the villa, I feel, positively and negatively. I feel like he can be very hated and very loved at the same time. I'm very interested to see how his character builds. I think it's gonna be a very fun watch. Jasmine, the princess, I feel like she's such a baddie. I feel like she will put people in their places. She's still very much reserved as well. I feel like I want to see more of her, more of the feistiness. But yeah, they're my two islanders that I kind of have my eye on. And also Robin has grown on me a lot the last couple of days. At the start, I thought, okay, are we doing too much? Is it a pick me kind of vibe? But now I'm just like, girl, I love you. You're just having fun. You're just living in the moment. You're saying how it is, but you're also loving and caring. And yeah, you've got your head screwed on.
I think Robin really is the biggest character maybe from the series so far that people are talking about online in such a positive way, because she's gone in, she's been, I think, very authentically herself. She's gone about things in quite a positive way, and that is why she is landing so well with viewers. Obviously, tonight we have that big twist that the two dumped islanders aren't dumped at all, and they're sitting somewhere else right now. We don't know what's going to happen. Are you living for the drama?
I am living for the drama, girl. I went in and as a Casa Amor bombshell. When I was speaking to producers, I said, bring me in. I want to start a pod. I want to bring chaos. I want to bring drama. It's entertainment. We love it. That's what we want to see. We don't want a boring series. So I'm very excited. And I'm excited that Ellie didn't get to go home, because I feel like Ellie is going to bring a lot of drama as well. A lot of gossip, a lot of entertainment. So yeah, I'm very excited to see what this, what tonight's episode is going to be.
I do enjoy the drama myself. I like, everybody loves it. And you know, people say they hate it. Obviously, sometimes, like, I'm not a huge fan, but like, as in, I think last night that was brilliant television. It was very entertaining. And it's going to be, I'd say, this evening as well. And particularly what you said there about Ellie, I think she's a big character in there. So she's going to, they needed to keep her anyway. Like, as in, you could not send that.
You couldn't send Ellie home. Yeah.
No, you couldn't. Like, it wasn't going to be beneficial for anyone. As in, as someone who is looking at the series from the outside, looking in this time again with you, do you think people watching the show fully understand the pressure the contestants are under while filming the show?
No, I don't think it's people. No, people think like you just kind of, everyone goes in there, everyone mingles, speaks to whoever people want, and you're just chilling. And it's not. It's a lot of go start, go stop. It's a lot of, I mean, if think about it, there's so many beautiful people in the same villa. If we all wanted to speak to the one guy, there would be no storyline. So it has to be, you know, divided. Everyone has to have their airtime, and it has, you know what I mean? It can't be that chaotic. It has to be somewhat controlled.
Social media can be really intense during the series, as it was during yours. And I've already seen a pickup even in the last couple of days. Everybody seems to be talking about Fitzy here in Ireland and has some sort of an opinion on whether he's getting the shift or whether he's picking up on the signals or what's he at. How did you manage online attention after leaving the villa?
I am very head screwed on, and I've always knew that me putting myself into the public eye, you're open to opinions, you're open to trolls. So I have a thing of like a mojo where I say, you don't pay for my bill, so I don't care what you say. You don't walk in my shoes, so I don't care what comes. Like, do you know what I mean? You don't know me personally. So I have like a very wall where I see what people are saying, I hear what people are saying, but if there's a barrier, where it won't get to me. I will never, ever let it affect me, because I pay my own bills.
That is a good mantra to have. Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of people use Love Island to find love, but also it can consequentially boost careers and everything as well. Has being on Love Island opened doors for you professionally or even personally since leaving the show?
For sure. I was working in a gym. I love that. Don't get me wrong. I actually wish to go back to personal training and do that, because it is, it's fitness. It's good for the head. And if I can help people, that would be amazing. But at the moment, I'm so grateful to be busy, to be able to just kind of work on my phone and work online and do that. So it's given me freedom as well at the same time, which, to answer your question, it has helped my career a lot.
If you could give one piece of advice to this year's Islanders before I let you go, Andrada, before they leave the villa, what would your advice be to them?
Live every moment to the fullest. Live in the moment. Stop thinking what's going to happen on the outside. Stop thinking what's going to happen in the next 2 hours. If there's a bombshell coming, if there's a... Just devour every moment that you're in there, because it goes by with the blink of an eye.
Any specific advice for Fitzy in particular?
Fitzy, just come out of your shell a little bit, maybe even stir the pot a little bit. We want to hear your voice, we want to see you, your goofy side, we want to see you having fun. I want to see Fitz having fun and being happy in there.
I think we all want that, so I'm really hoping that that is what we see going forward. Thank you so much, Andrada Pop, for joining me on iRadio's group chat this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.